This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
This unequivocal, unanimous judgment from the Supreme Court makes clear that Boris Johnson is not fit to be Prime Minister.
The leader of Britain's Liberal Democrat Party, Joe Swinson, as Britain's Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks was unlawful and is void and of no effect.
He has acted unlawfully in trying to silence Parliament, trying to silence the voices of the people, because he does not want to be held to account. He does not want to have to answer questions about his disastrous Brexit policy. And in doing so, he was prepared to mislead the Queen and indeed to mislead the whole country.
The court said in explaining the unanimous decision that Johnson's prevented Parliament from carrying out its role of holding the government to account. Parliament was due to be out until mid-October under the suspension, but the court ruling Tuesday said leaders can take immediate steps to return as soon as possible. Johnson has pledged to carry out Brexit whether or not Britain has an agreement in place. U.S. President Donald Trump told his staff to withhold about $400 million in aid to Ukraine days before a phone call with the country's leader that is at the center of a debate between Congress and the White House over a whistleblower complaint. President Trump is said to have pushed for an investigation into leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter, who served for years on the board of a Ukrainian gas company.
I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever.
Reports from the Associated Press, Washington Post, and the New York Times all cited multiple senior administration officials saying Trump froze the funding that the order was communicated to the State Department and Pentagon. This is VOA News. President Trump is being noncommittal about prosecution.